besides a sack, you know, like you'd call some things
a proper sack.
Croaker sack.
Yeah, but that's a big, yes. You know, a big sack.
Wait, what is that made out of? Croaker sack. It's not made out of paper, is it?
No, it's out of jute, I believe.
What is that, like a material of some sort?
Yes,
some sort?
It's woven into strings, like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I could show it to you, but anyway.
Mm-hmm.
My son has 40 acres of pecans, so he has to pick quite a few of them. So we picked up one at his house.
Mm-hmm.
Because we don't have three trees, and they didn't make anything this time.
Yeah.
But that's a croaker sack.
Croaker sack.
That's what we used to pick cotton in.
And cotton in that too?
Yeah.
And a croaker sack.
Sacks.
Have you ever heard call maybe a tote sack?
Yeah, they're called.
Is that the same thing as a croaker sack?
Yeah, I guess so.
You distinguish between then a sack is made out of material then, right?
Yeah.
Rather than paper.
What you get at the grocery store is mostly in paper bags, you
mm-hmm.
know. But now you pick up, you might pick up a big bag of seed. You know, a fertilizer used to come out in bags made out of cloth.
Mm-hmm.
But now everything's in paper bags
mm-hmm.
or made plastic now. I don't know what
to
get them in. But it's not. There's other kind.
Okay, you know, the stuff that, you know, like you might buy potatoes in. You know, like if it's not a paper bag, is that called something else? Or would that be like a croaker sack or something?
No, it's not a croaker sack. I don't know what those are
mm-hmm.
made out of.
Would that be like a tote sack or anything?
Yeah,
like
I imagine that?
That
would be a tote sack,
yeah.
As far as I could tell, because it's not a croaker sack and it's not a paper sack.
Mm-hmm. What would you call the amount of corn you might take to the mill at one time to be ground?
Bushel.
A bushel?
Bushel.
Like you take that to the mill?
Yeah.
Hmm. Well, tell me some more things about the mill. You know, what do you make meal out of and stuff like that?
Out of corn.
Out of corn?
And grits is made out of corn.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, what do you make from the, you know, the corn meal and stuff in the home? You know, like breads and stuff. What do you make?
You can make muffins or, you know, cornmeal muffins, or you can
mm-hmm.
I just make hoe cakes.
Yeah.
And then when you make cooked fish, you want dodgers, and that's made out of meal.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's about the only three things. Of course, you may be fishing, in meal.
Yeah.
But that's about the only thing I use meat for.
Mm-hmm. You know, like if, you know, you said that on your home, you know, when you were a little girl, that you had wood on the front porch.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like if you had all the wood in, you know, you could carry at one time from the front porch to the fireplace, you know, like, you know, what would you call that? How much wood would that be?
Well, now, you wouldn't care to go put on the fire to the fireplace. You wouldn't care but maybe three or four sticks
mm-hmm.
of wood.
Mm-hmm.
But now, if you was bringing it from the, what we call the wood lot to the house, you would bring an armful.
An armful.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
because just as much as you could pick a load up here.
You know, like, they tell you go out and bring an armful of wood in?
Yeah, and because you wouldn't want to make so many trips, so you'd bring just as much as you could bring in your arms.
Have you ever heard that called a turn?
Yeah, kill a turn of wood.
Well, you know, like, is that sort of an old term?
That's an old term. That really is, but I've heard it used.
When? You know, like how long ago was that used?
Well, that stopped when you quit bringing in wood to make a fire.
Oh,
That's just about out,
mm-hmm.
but I think it's fixing to come back in.
Yeah, because a lot of people having fireplaces
they
now.
They sure are.
Built in their home.
They really are. Mm-hmm. A lot of them are going back and having fireplaces built.
Yeah.
Well,
you know, a wife and I want to have one, you know, built our home, but it's a little expensive, and right now we can't afford to have one installed.